This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yod Zayin Mishnah Hey. We've been discussing the halacha that says that when it comes to a utensil made of wood, leather, or bone that develops a hole, the halacha is that generally speaking, once the hole is large enough to allow pomegranate to escape, the utensil is no longer considered halachically and therefore is no longer susceptible to tumah. But of course, not all pomegranates are the same size. There's quite a range of different types of pomegranates, different sizes. And so the Mishnah explains, Harimu Sha'amru, when Chazal taught that the utensil is no longer a halacha kli if it has a hole that's large enough to allow a pomegranate to escape, lo katan v'lo gadol lebeinini. They weren't referring to a small or large pomegranate, but a medium, average one. V'lama husku rimoni badon. If that's the case, in reference to which halacha did the Chachamim make specific mention of the very large pomegranates of Badon, as if the Tana of the Mishnah knows that the reader will recall, somewhere in Shas we mentioned something about the pomegranates of Badon. If we're saying here in Kalim that we discuss the size of a hole that disqualifies the utensil as halacha kli, it's not referring to the large Badon pomegranate, then in what context did the Chachamim mention this large type of pomegranate? The first Tana says, the Badon pomegranate was mentioned by Chazal, Shiyu Mekachin Kol Shehein, in connection with a discussion of a Tarovas, that is, you have a pomegranate that is forbidden for some reason, let's say it is from a forbidden orla fruit, or it's from a forbidden mixture of Klykerim. For one reason or another, the pomegranate is forbidden for benefit, and it got mixed in with other pomegranates. Now, often when it comes to a situation like this, of a mixture that contains a fraction of forbidden elements, we apply the principle of bittul barov, which says that if the forbidden element represents a mere minority in the mixture, then it is nullified. In halacha, we can view it as if it doesn't exist, so that the entire mixture is permitted. But if we're dealing with the mixture of permitted and prohibited badon pomegranates, even if just a tiny fraction of the pomegranates are forbidden, they make the entire mixture forbidden because the badon pomegranates, this first Tana says, are in the category of a davar chashev. It's too significant of an item to be subject to the law of nullification in a mixture. That is where this first Tana says the badon pomegranates have a particular halachic status. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that not so. When it comes to the aforementioned law of nullification, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asserts that any size pomegranate is excluded from nullification. Even if it's a smaller pomegranate, it's still considered a davar chashuv. It is too significant of an item to be nullified in a mixture. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the badon pomegranates were mentioned by Chazal l'shayer b'enes hakelim, as the point of reference to determine whether a wooden, leather, or a bone utensil that has a hole in it is a large enough hole to be disqualified as a halachic utensil. In contrast to Rimeir, who understands that on the kalim issue, we use the average-sized pomegranate to determine if the hole is large enough to disqualify the utensil as a halachic kli, Rechamin Nuri is of the opinion that no, even if the hole is large enough to allow medium-sized pomegranates to slip out, the hole does not disqualify the utensil as a halacha kli unless it's large enough to allow the larger badon pomegranates to slip out. And so the badon pomegranate has a special status when it comes to the laws of tumah that apply to different kalim, not with regards to the laws of forbidden mixtures. The Mishnah now presents a third opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva said, L'kachu l'kach huskaru. The badon pomegranate was mentioned by Chazal in connection with both of these laws. That is, first of all, the Shara Benes HaKelim. Agreed that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri B'Akiva said that the badon pomegranate specifically is used to determine whether the hole and the utensil in question is large enough to disqualify the utensil as a halacha kli. V'yu mekachin kol shein. And the badon pomegranate is also mentioned in connection with the issue of forbidden mixture. That is, Rabbi Akiva says that the badon pomegranate also has a particular status when it comes to the laws of forbidden mixtures. Rabbi Akiva's opinion, most things would not be considered a davar chashev, but there's a list of specific items that Rabbi Akiva is understanding meet the definition of a davar chashuv. One of those things is the badon pomegranate, and so Rabbi Akiva again says the badon pomegranate has a special status in regards to both laws of kalim and the laws of forbidden mixtures. The Mishnah presents a fourth opinion. The text before us attributes this opinion to Rabbi Yossi, but the Rami Bar Tanura and the Rash amend it to Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And so Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that the bottom pomegranate was not mentioned by Chazal in connection with either of these laws, not the issue of kalim. For Rabbi Yehuda understands that as soon as the hole in the kli is the size of a medium-sized pomegranate, it already is no longer considered a halacha kli. And it was not mentioned in connection with the laws of forbidden mixtures either. Rabbi Yehuda understands that even if the forbidden pomegranates in a mixture are regular, non-bottom ones, just regular medium-sized pomegranates, they're considered davar chashuv, they're not nullified. Rather, lohusku rimone badan v'chatzire geva, the bottom pomegranates as well as the leeks of geva, these two types of produce were singled out. LSU misasrin vaday b'chol makom, only in connection with the ruling that if one purchases these types of produce, he has a definite obligation to tithe the produce before he can use it. It is in contrast to regular produce, which is purchased from an individual who doesn't specifically have a reputation of being very meticulous about the laws to tithe. So the halacha is, the produce is deemed demai. There's a question, did he take off all the tithes? No, surely he took off truma. He probably did take off the tithes, but the rabbanan said that just in case he didn't, the purchaser should tithe the produce. But normally, it is merely done as a stringency. It's done out of doubt, and this has different halachic implications. We're able to be more lenient in light of the fact that we don't actually regard this produce as definitely tevel, definitely untithed. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to the badam pomegranates and the leeks of geva, these are viewed as definitely untithed. There's therefore a biblical obligation to tithe them, because the farmers of badam geva, these were places, were kusiyim. The kusiyim were imported by the king of Ashur to repopulate the land once he exiled the 10 tribes. The kusiyim did convert, but there's a controversy whether the conversion was valid. This town is assuming the conversion was valid, but their observance of some of the mitzvahs definitely is questionable. And specifically regarding the tithes, there is a much more serious concern that they don't abide by the prohibition not to cause others to sin. So when they sell their produce, they don't bother tithing it. Hence, Rabbi Yehuda says that these bottom pomegranates or the leeks of geva can both come from places where the farmers are kusiyim, are regarded as definite tevel. It's not just a matter of being stringent to tithe just in case. Rather, in the eyes of the halacha, this produce was definitely not tithed, and so a person has a definite biblical obligation to tithe them.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.